Hi there, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. We're going through the book of Psalms, which has been such a blessing to me, and I love them because they're super honest. And for those of you who think, well, I can't really say that to God because, you know, it's this, or I'm complaining too much. But if you read the Psalms, you'll realize that the Lord hears all sorts of words from us, and He already knows what's going on in our hearts anyway. Today we're in Psalm 11 in the Voice Translation. This is a song of David, and in the Voice Translation, they have a little explanation before we read verses 1 through 7. So I'm going to read that explanation first, and then I'll go ahead and read the passage. Explanation says, Psalm 11 is a Davidic psalm expressing trust in the Eternal as a refuge and fortress for those who do what is right. David spent many years struggling first with Saul, then with the neighboring nations, and finally against the rebellion led by his son Absalom. I've actually been reading through the Bible quickly, and I'm actually in the Absalom narratives right now, so I know that that is very true. That was a very rough thing that David went through. All right, here we are. Verses 1 through 7 in Psalm 11 in the Voice says this, I am already in the soft embrace of the Eternal. So why do you beckon me to leave, saying, fly like a bird to the mountains? Look, the wicked approach with bows bent, sneaking around in the shadows, setting their arrows against their bowstrings to pierce everyone whose heart is pure. If the foundations are crumbling, is there hope for the righteous? But the Eternal has not moved. He remains in his holy temple. He sits squarely on his heavenly throne. He observes the sons of Adam and daughters of Eve, examining us within and without, exploring every fiber of our beings. The Eternal searches the hearts of those who are good, but he despises all those who can't get enough of perversion and violence. If you are evil, he will rain hot lava over your head, will fill your cup with burning wind and liquid fire to scorch your insides. The Eternal is right in all his ways. He cherishes all that is upright. Those who do what is right in his eyes will see his face. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, that's my prayer. I want to see your face. I want to see who you are. I want to understand. I know I won't understand all the mysteries of you. I know that it will be eternity of getting to know the beauty of you. But as I'm on earth, I pray that I would glimpse bits and pieces and parts of the mosaic that I can piece together to see your goodness. Lord, thank you that those who are evil and harming others are seen and will be judged. Lord, thank you that I deserve that as well. But because of what Jesus has done on the cross, I have been set free from sin. I have been forgiven. And now, because of that great gospel message, and because of the resurrection, I can look forward to a great future. I pray that for my friend listening today who maybe is struggling with whether they are a Christian or not. And I pray that you bring them reassurance. It's not about a Christian to-do list. It's not about weighing what we did good and what we did bad against each other. It's about going to you, asking for your help, and relating to you in relationship. And so, Lord, for those today who are unsure of their relationship with you, I just simply pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, please be our salvation. Please be the one who has rescued us from the domain of darkness and set us into your marvelous light. Lord, please forgive our sins. Forgive us for sinning against you, and thank you for dying on the cross for those sins. Thank you for the resurrection, which was the beautiful exclamation point to who you are. You were the Son of God, sitting eternal at the right hand of the throne of the Father, living to intercede for us, and we thank you for that today. So as an act of surrender, we bow down before you. We say, you are God, and we are not. Forgive us for running our own lives. Forgive us for living in control and trying to control everything. Lord, we relinquish control to you right now, and we ask that you would save us because we cannot save ourselves. Lord Jesus, that is the cry of my heart, that if there is someone listening today who does not yet know you, that today is the day of salvation. Today would be the day that they experience cleansing from sin and the infilling power of the Holy Spirit would flow in and through their lives. Everything would be changed after that. I pray all of this in Jesus, your beautiful name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by Shauna Marie Bryant of the Believe and Speak podcast. This is a really unique podcast in that she shares scripture, but then she talks about a truth that she speaks over you and invites you to speak over yourself. Not only that, you can download a graphic of that truth every week. It drops on Wednesday, and you can find it at shaunamariebryant.com/mypodcast. And you can begin to retrain your mind according to Romans 12:2, the renewing of your mind. And as you do that, you're going to have more freedom, you're going to have more joy, you're going to have a different outlook on life. And so do check out Shauna Marie's podcast, the Believe and Speak podcast. You can find out more information at prayeveryday.show. And Shauna Marie, thank you. I know your heart, and I'm so grateful for your support of Pray Every Day.